from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, August 31st. Coming up, just as people need to find ways to cool off in the summer, so do livestock. In the past few years for farmers have been a struggle. We'll learn more in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Democrats in the General Assembly are set to vote on new legislative maps as they return to Springfield today, hoping to fend off legal challenges to their redistricting plan. Hannah Meisel has more.
Democrats who control the legislature pushed through new political district boundary lines this spring without the use of official census data. Now that the pandemic-delayed data has been released, Democrats are scrambling to revise their maps to avoid a protracted legal challenge to some districts with unconstitutionally large or small populations. Rabbi Shlomo Soroka, who represents the Orthodox Jewish community north of Chicago, told lawmakers he doesn't understand why new proposed maps released Monday would undo his advocacy work from the spring.
Imagine our surprise when the new maps were released today and we saw that once again, even more families were siphoned off from the 16th House District, further dividing us, diluting our political influence.
Republicans are hoping their legal challenge to the maps will give them a 50-50 chance at controlling the process. I'm Hannah Meisel.
It's been 3 months since lawmakers left Springfield without a deal on major energy and climate legislation. Lawmakers are hoping to agree on a bill as the General Assembly returns for that one-day session today. But environmental groups say they can't support any measure that does not significantly reduce Illinois' carbon emissions to combat climate change. Here's J.C. Kibbe of the Natural Resources Defense Council.
The science tells us that we need to reduce emissions 50% by 2030 to avoid catastrophic climate change. We are out of time for half measures that sound nice, but push action on climate off decades into the future. We cannot afford to kick the can any more years down the road.
Legislation supported by organized labor would allow two major coal-fired power plants in Illinois to keep running until 2040 and possibly beyond if they cut their emissions in half by then. But Governor J.B. Pritzker says he won't sign a bill that doesn't target carbon emissions much more aggressively than the plan supported by unions. The Farm Progress Show, one of the largest agriculture trade shows in the country, is back in person for the first time since before the pandemic. Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin has more.
The annual gathering attracts all corners of the agriculture industry, from farmers to researchers to high-tech industry specialists. The show was held virtually last year due to safety concerns amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The Farm Progress Show will be in Decatur, Illinois this year, with safety precautions in place. Masks will be required while visitors are indoors, and sanitizing stations will be set up throughout the site. Organizers aren't implementing capacity restrictions, but are encouraging visitors to practice social distancing when possible. This year, the convention will feature new corn harvesting technology and tilling demonstrations, as well as the latest in autonomous farm machinery. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
The Farm Progress Show kicks off today and wraps on Thursday. A University of Illinois police lieutenant killed in an off-duty crash will be laid to rest later today. The University Police Department says a procession honoring Lieutenant Aaron Landers will begin at the Vineyard Church on North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana today at 12:30 p.m. The procession will make its way to Interstate 74 and head east. It will end at Patterson Cemetery in St. Joseph. Landers died from injuries suffered in a traffic crash in Champaign on August 23rd. Still to come, we'll learn how farmers are keeping their animals safe from climate change. That story from Illinois Newsroom's agriculture reporter Dana Cronin is next on 217 Today.
Healthcare has never been more important as the coronavirus pandemic continues to touch every aspect of our lives. I'm Christine Herman, health reporter for Illinois Newsroom, working to make sense of what's going on with rich storytelling and helpful analysis for listeners across the state. Hear what I uncover next on AM 580 and FM 90.9, or look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The heat of summer reminds us to appreciate things like shade, air conditioning, and water. That's especially true on farms across the country where it can be a struggle to keep livestock cool enough. As Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin reports, with increasingly hot summers linked to climate change, livestock producers are searching for ways to keep their animals safe from the heat.
It's feeding time on Borgic Farms in Raymond, Illinois. Hundreds of 12-week-old pigs are crammed into a long barn, climbing over each other in search of feed. It's pushing 90 degrees today, and the air here is humid and heavy with the smell of pig manure. Phil Borgic owns this farm. He just turned on 8 massive cooling fans with 6-foot blades to suck the hot air out of the barn.
And then if the temperature comes up like this afternoon, then where it gets warm enough, then we'll turn on those waters. But the first thing that comes is a breeze, and then it gets warmer yet, then we bring out the garden hose and hose down the kids and cool them off.
Borgic's parents bought the farm in the 1950s, when most livestock farming was done outside. They've since moved things indoors to help control the effects of increased temperatures on the pigs.
As we went through time, our fans kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger to pull more air through and over the top of the pigs and to get that heat out of there. And then right at the beginning, we didn't add water. And then so as we learned, we started adding that sprinkle water then to help cool them off some more.
Keeping the animals cool is essential, not just for their comfort and health, but also for their productivity. Amanda Stone researches heat stress in dairy cows at Mississippi State University and says milk production can decrease a whopping 25% when cows are too hot.
So if a cow is producing 100 pounds during periods of heat stress, she's only producing 75 pounds.
And it's not just cows, it's goats, too. Every morning at 5 a.m., the 100-plus goats here at Prairie Fruits Farm and Creamery outside Champaign, Illinois, file in for milking. Milk meters measure how much each goat produces per day. When it's hot, farm co-owner Wes Jarrell says there's less milk, and he has noticed the changing climate is having an impact.
We've always known that in the summer heat, their production goes down. And we know just by looking at the records that the duration of that and the intensity of that is increasing.
Prairie Fruits Farm is pasture-based, meaning the goats spend most of their time outside grazing on acres of grass and shrubs. Like dogs, Jarrell says goats pant when they get too hot and take cover in the shade under trees. And while the farm does have a couple of small barns, he says they're making plans to build a bigger indoor facility, in part because it's getting harder to keep the goats cool enough.
In the summer, when it's going to be hotter and more humid, we need the best ventilation possible, and we need protection.
The price tag on that new barn is nearly $700,000. Climate experts predict that if we continue emitting greenhouse gases at the current rate, most of the summer in Illinois will consist of so-called dangerous heat days. And while that might make the $700,000 barn worthwhile, Jarrell says they'll have to find a way to pay for it. And there are few options.
Obviously, what we need to do is make sure we can sell the product, and we can look at what customers are willing to pay.
So don't be surprised when you start paying a little more for your milk, pork, or goat cheese. It may just be another cost of doing business in a changing climate. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
You can read more on farm animals and climate change and watch a video version of this story at illinoisnewsroom.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see partly cloudy skies today with a high of 82 degrees. That's all for today. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Reginald Hardwick, and Dana Cronin. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.